focus on prosperity. Dr. Joe Vitale.
I can just imagine what a lot of people are thinking, and that is, how can I attract more money into my life? How can I get more of the green stuff? How can I get more wealth and prosperity? How can I, when I love my job, deal with the credit card debt that I have and the realization that maybe there's a ceiling on the money that can come in because it's coming to me through my job? How can I bring in more? Intended. This goes back to one of the things we've been talking about throughout the whole secret. Your job is to declare what you would like to have from the catalog of the universe. Well, if cash is one of them, say how much you would like to have. I would like to have $25,000 unexpected income within the next 30 days, or whatever it happens to be. It should be believable for you.
If you've held thoughts in the past that the only way money can come to you is through your job, then let that go immediately. Can you appreciate that as you continue to think that, it must be your experience? Such thoughts do not serve you. You are now coming to understand that there is abundance for you, and it is not your job to work out how the money will come to you. It is your job to ask, to believe you are receiving and feel happy now. Leave the details to the universe on how it will bring it about.
Bob Proctor.
Most people have a goal of getting out of debt. That'll keep you in debt forever. Whatever you're thinking about, you will attract. You'll say, but it's get out of debt. I don't care if it's get out or get in. If you're thinking debt, you're attracting debt. Set up an automatic debt repayment program and then start to focus on prosperity.
When you have a pile of bills that you have no idea how you are going to pay, you cannot focus on those bills because you will continue to attract more bills. You have to find a way that works for you to focus on prosperity despite the bills around you. You have to find a way of feeling good so you can bring your good to you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, I'd like to double my income in the next year. But then you look at their actions and they're not doing the things that are going to make that happen. And, you know, they'll turn right around and go, well, I can't afford that. Okay, guess what? Your wish is my command.
If the words, I can't afford it, have passed your lips, your power to change that is now. Change it with, I can afford that. I can buy that. Say it over and over. Become like a parrot. For the next 30 days, make it your intention that you are going to look at everything you like and say to yourself, I can afford that. I can buy that. As you see your dream car drive past, say, I can afford that. As you see clothes you love, as you think about a great vacation, say, I can afford that. As you do this, you will begin to shift yourself and you will begin to feel better about money. You will begin to convince yourself that you can afford those things. And as you do, the pictures of your life will change.
Lisa Nichols.
When you focus on lack and scarcity and what you don't have, you fuss about it with your family, you discuss it with your friends, you tell your children that you don't have enough, we don't have enough for that, we can't afford that. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to afford it because you begin to attract more of what you don't have. If you want abundance, if you want prosperity, then focus on abundance. Focus on prosperity.
The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. Charles Fillmore.